This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
This is Jane Lester reading this week's TV Guide magazine. First Look by Emily Aslanian. Time to snuggle up and solve a TV murder. This September, Great American Family is launching a new channel, Great American Mysteries, and the queen of the cozy mystery genre leads the lineup. Candace Cameron Bure, former Hallmark Channel super sleuth Aurora Teagarden, stars in the Ainsley McGregor Mysteries, A Case for the Winemaker, adapted from Candace Haven's book. Criminologist McGregor leaves Chicago for her hometown of Sweet River, Texas, where she opens the artisan market Bless Your Arts while teaching criminology at the local college. But a death at the town's winery has McGregor teaming up with her sheriff brother. Why not? Lights, Action, Hallmark by Andrea Towers. A medieval feast and murder is on the menu in Hallmark's mystery Foiled Plans, the fourth installment in the popular Curious Caterer series. Premiering on April 26th, the movie brings the always enjoyable Nikki DeLoach and Andrew Walker back together as Elk Park, Colorado residents Goldie Berry, a single mom caterer, and Tom Schultz, a divorced detective. Looking for more Hallmark mystery premieres? Family Practice Mysteries Coming Home debuts on May 17th with Hallmark regulars Amanda Scholl and Brendan Penny in their first mystery roles. Hallmark's commitment to more whodunits in 2024 may prove that crime indeed does pay. The Rausch Review by Matt Rausch. The Sympathizer. A tormented spy lives a double life in post-Vietnam War America. Sundays, 9, 8 Central on HBO. Come for the stunt to marvel at the versatility of Oscar winner Robert Downey Jr. inhabiting multiple extravagant roles, recalling Peter Sellers' tour de force in Dr. Strangelove. Stay to get immersed in the suspenseful saga of an unnamed half-Vietnamese, half-French anti-hero who sees himself as a spy, a sleeper, a spook, a man of two faces, cursed to see every issue from both sides. Known only as the Captain, this communist sympathizer, secretly working for the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War, embeds himself as a trusted aide to a delusional South Vietnamese general, whom he reluctantly follows to the U.S. after the fall of Saigon, memorably recreated during a harrowing explosive evacuation sequence. The captain is played by Ho Zuand, who is appealingly boyish. His identity as a biracial, bilingual, American-educated double agent makes the captain a synthesis of incompatibilities, a duality that becomes even more pronounced when he and his fellow war refugees start new lives in 1970s Los Angeles. Smartly adapted by South Korean filmmaker Park Chan-wook and Don McKellar from Viet Thanh Nguyen's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Sympathizer is framed as a confession being written and rewritten by an imprisoned captain in what appears to be a Vietnamese re-education camp. How he gets there is a winding wild story of deceit, guilt, murder, and culture shock social satire. Irony flavors each twist of his journey, whether falling for a wry Japanese-American woman, played by Sandra Oh, who declares, "The only kind of love I believe in is free love," or being tasked to find the mole in his community, nobody suspecting it's him. The 7-part series High Point arrives midway through when he's hired as an advisor on an Apocalypse Now-style Vietnam War epic. his secret mission, make sure the Viet Cong gets some good lines. In terrific cameos, David Duchovny appears as a method acting monster, with John Cho as an Asian actor who dies in every film. Downey gives his showiest performance as the movie's temperamental director, triggering the captain's traumatic memories with his desire for authenticity. He also scores as a manipulative CIA agent, a hawkish politician, and a smug, flamboyant professor of Oriental studies. That they don't entirely steal the show should tell you something about the sympathizers' cumulative power. This receives 4.5 out of 5 stars. Mary and George, Fridays, 9/8 Central on Stars. Part Lady Macbeth, part Mommy Dearest, Julianne Moore is a Titian-haired terror as Mary Villiers, the 17th century Countess of Buckingham. The not-so-noble woman of questionable lineage schemes and murders her way into the debauched court of Britain's lusty King James I by pimping her handsome son George in a profane and raunchy costume drama notable for its shedding of costumes. Mary and George is lurid fun, up to a point, as a kitschy hybrid of historical drama and R-rated primetime soap. If it drags in the grim final chapters, when post-Elizabethan politics begins to upstage the passion and the pulchritude, well, this sort of medieval melodrama rarely ends happily. Just ask King Arthur. As the sybaritic and less mythical James, Scottish actor Tony Curran rants and ruts furiously, leaving one puzzled about the state of national affairs when all of the monarch's energy seemed to be focused on the boudoir and on gorgeous George, once he and his malicious mother clear the deck of their enemies. I especially enjoyed Nicola Walker, a UK TV veteran, sparring with Moore as viper-tongued Lady Hatton, determined to keep her daughter from marrying into their awful family. Here's how she greets Mary during her awkward first visit to court. Who dressed you? A prostitute? The answer, obviously, is yes. This receives 3 out of 5 stars. Franklin, Fridays on Apple TV+. Michael Douglas has built a career, reaping a Best Actor Oscar and an Emmy around his considerable charisma, which makes him an inspired choice to portray the legendary founding father and statesman Benjamin Franklin in a lavish, if leisurely, 8-hour docudrama. A long life has taught me that diplomacy must never be a siege, but a seduction, he declares to his French hosts as the 70-year-old global celebrity embarks on a mission during the darkest days of the American Revolution in 1776, wooing the monarchy to support the colonies in their armed rebellion against the British king. The French royals would face their own revolution more than a decade later, but that's another story. This escapade, which involves spies and an assassination attempt, sprawls over 8 years, and the viewer may get lost in a sea of powdered wigs and faces as we witness the sausage of history being made. Initially banned from the Versailles court and even Paris, sequestered in a country estate, Franklin sometimes comes off as the house guest who'll never leave, threatening to overstay his welcome. His teenage grandson Temple, who's led astray more often than Pinocchio, definitely does. But things pick up when the irascibly impatient John Adams arrives. He loathes and envies Franklin's wit and wiles, which ultimately win the day and the war. This receives 3.5 out of 5 stars. Soap Dish by Stephanie Sloan. The Bold and the Beautiful. On April 26th, Clint Howard will make his debut on The Bold and the Beautiful as Tom, a homeless man Deacon and Finn encounter while pursuing a mystery. For the veteran performer, adding the credit to his resume was a welcome change. "This is a surprising turn of events for me," he admits. "I have never been a big soap opera guy, but to be on The Bold and the Beautiful, that's a notch in my gun belt." Given the fast pace of soaps, Howard was well aware of the challenges he would face. "As a 64-year-old man, I was certainly prepared for lots of dialogue," he explains. "I figured I was up to it. That's one thing my dad taught me. No matter what, they're hiring a professional to do a professional's job, and what I owe them is my best effort." Howard, who hails from a showbiz family, discovered he had fans of his work on set. "That's really hard to avoid, having been in the business a long time," he notes. "There were people that worked with me in the past, and several people that came up and said they acted with my mom, Jean, and my dad, Rance, and that's so wonderful. It gives me a chance to have conversations with them that are heartfelt and honest. The Howard family, we've been around a long time. My dad broke into the business in the early 50s, and of course, Ron came along and he started in 1957 or 58, and we've got a few years under our belt." Though his appearance is brief, Howard would enjoy reprising the role of Tom. "Oh, I would love it," he declares. "I love the people and the pace. When an actor first hears about doing a soap, you go, 'It's going to be a lot of dialogue, and some of the dialogue is going to be stilted.' But I shed all that. I've done almost everything in the world of entertainment. To do a soap opera is something I would enjoy, and I would love to do more." Days of Our Lives. Days of Our Lives' favorite, Melissa Reeves, is back taping as Jennifer Horton, the role she first played in 1985. And she'll be part of the on-air memorial for late days legend Bill Hayes, who played Doug Williams. "I heard about Bill, which was just devastating for all of us, and was like, 'I wonder if they're going to do tribute shows,'" Reeves recalls. She spoke with longtime co-star Matthew Ashford, who gauged her interest in returning. Matt said, "Would you ever think about going back?" And I said, "Matt, I think about days all the time. I grew up there. It always has a place in my heart." Reeves, who has spent the last few years renovating a ranch in Tennessee with husband Scott, realized she needed to prepare. "I was laughing to Scott, 'Honey, I have to put on some high-heeled shoes and walk around this house and get my calf muscles used to it again,'" she says, chuckling. "I've not worn high heels in so many years. On the farm, I wear muck boots all day." If you have a question for your favorite soap star, you can email at letters@tvgm.com. What's Worth Watching? Your day-by-day guide to the week's best television. Monday, April 22nd, by Damien Holbrook. Ugliest House in America, season premiere, 9, 8 Central on HGTV. Beauty is in the eye of the deed holder, but some places are just downright wrong. Every season, I'm surprised at how dysfunctional these homes can be and that people live in them and don't tear their hair out, quips host Retta, back for a fifth season of Abominable Abodes. In each episode, the Parks and Rec scene stealer and designer, Allison Victoria, tour three properties in need of an update, pick a winner, and award the owners a $150,000 makeover. Among this year's stops, Sedalia, Colorado, with a whopping population of 103, notes Retta, and historic Christiansburg, Virginia. The one we're most excited / scared for is St. Cloud, Minnesota, which delivered an unforgettable undersea-themed atrocity in season one. "When it comes to ugly houses," Retta adds, "that is the city that keeps on giving." 90 Day Fiancé, Love in Paradise, season premiere, 8-7 Central on TLC. Same love declarations, new locations. The latest significant others from a foreign country hail from Brazil, Italy, Malta, and Colombia. And they and their partners face challenges from financial woes to clashing lifestyles. NCIS, 9-8 Central on CBS. Special Agent in Charge Alden Parker goes undercover to help the team investigate the kidnapping and death of a famous heart surgeon. The proof is out there. Military Mysteries, series premiere, 10-9 Central on History. Ex-Marine Rudy Reyes and Army vet Ronnie Adkins host this look at alleged conspiracies and government cover-ups surrounding historic and current global conflicts. Tuesday, April 23rd, by Ilian Rudolph. Shogun, series finale, 10-9 Central on FX. Farewell to this haunting and stunningly beautiful adaptation of James Clavell's blockbuster novel about civil war in 17th century Japan. After triumph, tragedy, betrayal, and humiliation as a barbarian, the battle-scarred Englishman known as Anjin, Blackthorn has absorbed the lessons of Japanese culture taught by his translator and love, Lady Mariko. He's also learned from the patience and shrewdness of Lord Torinaga, the warrior to whom he's pledged his allegiance. Tonight, Blackthorn finally comes to understand the nature of Torinaga's long-held political plans. Farmhouse Fixer, season premiere, 9-8 Central on HGTV. New Kids on the Block alum Jonathan Knight and interior designer Christina Creston return for more New England renos, starting with a home closely connected to the Salem witch trials that has been repossessed by black mold. The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, season premiere, 10-9 Central on History. As the reality series Mysterious Utah Ranch, the investigative team employs a helicopter in its search for UFO evidence. One with the Whale, 10-9 Central on PBS. On a remote Alaskan island, a shy native teen becomes the youngest person ever to harpoon a whale for his village, which depends on the hunt for survival. His feat was met with brutal online attacks. This independent lens documentary examines the aftermath. Wednesday, April 24th. Changing Planet Coral Special, 8-7 Central on PBS. These projects give me hope, says conservation scientist Dr. M. Sanjayan of the Coral Reef Saving Innovations documented in this fascinating hour. One method to marvel at is coral IVF, which allows coral larvae to develop in the safety of a net before they're released onto the reef. Take that, climate change! The Connors, 8-7 Central on ABC. Darlene and Ben can't seem to find time to spend together, and Harris is falling behind with work at the lunchbox. On the bright side, it's National Cheese Ball Day. To Catch a Smuggler, 9-8 Central on National Geographic. The long-running look at the work of U.S. Border Patrol agents, Homeland Security, and the like, features efforts to catch a cocaine smuggler and illegal dealings with ancient artifacts. American Horror Story, Delicate, season finale, 10-9 Central on FX. Will actress Anna Alcott finally give birth to a bundle of joy, or will the kid she's carrying be more like Rosemary's Baby? Thursday, April 25th, by Damien Holbrook. Falling in Love in Niagara, 9-8 Central on Hallmark Channel. Even though type A tax expert Madeline always looks before she leaps, she doesn't see it coming when her fiancé bails 5 weeks before their wedding. But instead of writing off romance altogether, she goes on her honeymoon and with her sister sets out to recreate the postnup stay in Niagara Falls that her grandparents had years earlier. The only problem, her easygoing, guitar-playing tour guide is everything Madeline hates at first. Swamp People, season finale, 8/7 Central on History. It's the last day of gator hunting season, but the toothy critters won't take the bait. They have lockjaw due to cold weather. Alligators shut down and don't eat when temperatures drop below 70 degrees. To get them to open wide, the king of the swamp gambles on a wild new lure. Elspeth, 10/9 Central on CBS. On the freshman crime hit, Elspeth takes on a plastic surgeon who's sharpened her tools to wreak revenge after a former protege starts stealing her clients. One of them's the doc's own wife. Today's sports pick is NFL football. 8/7 Central on ABC, ESPN, and NFL Network. NFL Draft, first round. Friday, April 26th. We're Here, season premiere, 9/8 Central on HBO. The Emmy-winning reality show returns for season 4 with drag queens Sasha Velour, Priya Yanka, Jada Essence Hall, and Latrice Royale visiting small towns across America to teach the locals about the beauty of treating everyone as equals, no matter how different, and to serve some fierce looks while they're at it. 100 Days to Indy, season premiere, 9/8 Central on the CW. Will Joseph Newgarden become the first repeat Indianapolis 500 winner since 2002? Watch him prep as season 2 of the motorsports docuseries follows the brick-laid road to IndyCar's racing's biggest event. Top competition includes 2022 winner Marcus Ericsson. The New York Times presents Broken Horses, 10/9 Central on FX. The pageantry and beauty of the sport of kings is being undermined by doping and questionable breeding practices, asserts this documentary from the makers of Framing Britney Spears. New York Times reporters look at a recent spate of racehorse injuries and deaths. Agatha Raisin, 1 a.m. Midnight Central on Sundance TV. This is the late night pick. Another Acorn TV streaming series, Here the English Village Mystery starring Ashley Jensen, season 2, makes its way to cable. Saturday, April 27th. Cold Justice, 8/7 Central on Oxygen. Halloween jack-o'-lanterns grinned outside a South Carolina home in 2015, but the real horror was inside. Four people, a middle-aged couple and their mothers, shot and stabbed to death. The true crime show devotes 2 episodes to this puzzling case, complete with suspicious neighbors, stolen cash, and a bloody footprint. Branching Out, a movie premiere, 8/7 Central on Hallmark Channel. After Amelia, played by Sarah Drew, is confronted by daughter Ruby about their sparse family tree, the single mom who conceived through IVF makes it her mission to track down Ruby's biological father, TJ, played by Juan Pablo de Pace, who thinks love is in the air. Critter Fixes, Country Vets, 9/8 Central on Nat Geo Wild. Good-hearted, good-humored Georgia veterinarians Terrence Ferguson and Vernon Hodges rush to aid a longtime client's large tortoise, whose shell is badly cracked. The ducks also wrangle scrappy miniature cows and witness a touching moment between an elderly cockatiel and her owner. Sunday, April 28th, by Kate Hahn. The Equalizer, 8/7 Central on CBS. Teenager Dee's transgender friend Raya is missing, so Dee calls on her mom, vigilante Robin McCall, to help. McCall suspects the disappearance is the work of traffickers, but the threat is much closer to home, says executive producer Joseph C. Wilson. A rescue mission into a dangerous and dark world reveals a sinister operation that threatens to leave Raya scarred for life. The Mega Brands That Built America. Season premiere, 9/8 Central on History. Remember the BlackBerry? The docuseries returns, eyes the end of the landlines. Guilt, season premiere, 10/9 Central on PBS. Masterpiece's darkly comic Scottish thriller finds reunited brothers Max and Jake back in Edinburgh, evading their enemies, like perhaps scary crime boss Maggie Lynch. The Real Story of Mr. Bates versus the Post Office, 11/10 Central on PBS. Masterpiece's Mr. Bates finale airs at 9/8 Central. Later, meet the real underdogs depicted in the hit series. Today's sports picks: Major League Baseball, 4/05 and 3/05 Central and 7/6 Central on ESPN. Mexico City Series, Houston Astros versus Colorado Rockies, and Chicago Cubs at Boston Red Sox. How Disney Built America, series premiere, 10/9 Central on History. Once upon a time, Walt Disney was just a regular American struggling to succeed. He goes from little guy to big cheese with the help of a mouse in the 6-part docuseries featuring original dramatic recreations, expert interviews, and archival material. The first episode is called The Birth of Mickey. In 1920s Hollywood, a young Walt loses creative control over his first successful cartoon character, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, to a powerful middleman. Walt and animator Ub Iwerks create Mickey Mouse and make the first synchronized sound animated short, Steamboat Willie. It's a hit. The following episodes air over the next 5 weeks: Animation Expansion, Building Disneyland, Merchandise Madness, Walt Disney World and Epcot, and Imagineering the Future. That's all we have time for this week. This has been Jane Lester reading TV Guide magazine. I hope you have a really great week.